The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How about you? How's things?
Everything's good, bud, except for that, what I want to call that glitch in the road on Thursday with that snowstorm. What the heck, man?
But not for all our listeners.
No, not for all our listeners is correct. For our northern and central New Jersey listeners, We got beaten up bad, but for our below Central Jersey listeners, they're like, what the heck are you talking about right now?
Yes, and you know, I had the opportunity to be coming up the parkway, and it was like a line was drawn right across the sand. You know, it was incredible. It went from like nothing to like what happened in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was amazing when you called me on Friday morning and you just tell me, you know, you're traveling back up into the area and what the heck, you know yeah. What the heck went on. It was just it was something, man. I tell you, you know, it's you had children in West Orange schools had to spend the night there.
Oh, wow. I wasn't aware of that.
In the high school, they had to spend the night there. In our town, in South Plainfield, there were children in the aftercare program till almost 9 o'clock by the time their parents could get home to come and pick them up.
Wow.
It was really, you know, caught everybody off guard. And, you know, like I told you, to get home from our office in Clark to my home, which is typically a 12-minute or so ride to get home, almost 2 hours.
Yeah, this has happened before where we've had, like, an unexpected little mini storm early in the year, like November-ish. And it always really creates more havoc than when something like this happens in January. It's strange.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, they were saying that we were going to get maybe 1 inch, you know, in our area here, and I guess they were 6 or 7 times wrong. But what are you going to do, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, it happened, and you know, we just move forwards from it. But the but here we are now, Mike. It's this upcoming week is Thanksgiving, which is you know, always a lot of fun and a good time. But, you know, it also puts us into what we like to call excuse season, too, you know?
Well, it's the official holidays, right? I mean, It's the official kickoff now through January 1, I should say, right? And which kicks the new year in our financial world.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's a great time of year. There's so much going on. But we've been saying this for years on the show. There's also a lot of work that needs to get done before that December 31st deadline for people.
Well, Mike, you know, and when you think about it, I think that there should be a higher degree of attention being paid this year because we have a completely new tax package this year. It's not status quo. So if there's things that you wanted that you should take advantage of or things maybe you shouldn't do this year that you've done previously, you should probably make sure you pay attention to it because when that bell rings, when that ball drops on Times Square on, you know, mm-hmm. January 1, it's all over for 2018. And that means that it's all over for the tax year as well.
Yeah, I just kind of get a general feeling, Doug, that people just they didn't really weigh into it too much or do too much work towards it.
Yeah.
I think when they go sit down with their accountants in the new year, I think there's going to be some surprise and shock, you know, good or bad, you know what I'm saying? Either way. And I think it's going to be interesting, and the feedback after that's going to be interesting. But I don't think anybody addressed the new tax package maybe the way they should.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And, you know, and also, you know, Mike, we're moving into the last 6 weeks of the year here. And it's certainly been, for lack of a better way, an interesting year in the investment arenas out there for the Dow, for the S&P. You know, it's really been it's been an interesting year, to say the least.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? One of the words that comes to mind is volatility.
Yeah.
And, you know, and volatility, good and bad, right? Huge, you know, huge swings in the market. And, you know, again, for a very long time, we were saying we felt like volatility is here to stay, right? The numbers are just bigger. You know what I'm saying? The, you know, and so you're going to get, it takes bigger swings. So it's more of a kind of a sticker shock than when it was years ago.
Well, sure. It's more, you know, you look at those numbers and, you know, with the Dow currently, you know, in the area of, you know, 25,400 or, you know, something like that, you know, if all of a sudden you see 125 point move in the Dow, and, you know, if you're older, right, like, you know, we are, back in the day when you would see 125 point move in the Dow, you'd be like, holy moly, you know, big move today.
Yeah.
But today, 125 points is merely a half a percentage, basically, you know, and it's not that significant in the whole grand scheme of things. So, yes, you know, getting used to those bigger numbers is something that it's going to take a while for people to digest and for it to become the norm.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, when markets are going through what I call adjustment periods, when there's some things going on, like right now you have interest rates, you have trade with China, you have a few major events out there that are probably affecting the markets, okay? And sometimes it takes an adjustment period, and you get just stuff going on, for lack of a better word. It becomes a very interesting, volatile period.
Yes.
You know, and you kind of see a lot going on, and it could really unnerve and shake people up. But, you know, it's the way it is.
You know, and Mike, if people want to do, if they've got some spare time on their hand and they're and they're into this like you and I are, also, if you go back and you look at the historical returns of the markets during midterm election years, I think you'll be surprised what you find out, that this may actually be, you know, turning out to be somewhat of a quote unquote normal year during midterm election periods.
Yeah. And, you know, so the historians, if you will, have theories on different things, right? So the midterm election, and we just came through, you know, you talk about another thing for changing or things, volatility going on in the market, right? You just had a huge election, which meant a lot to our, you know, economy, et cetera, et cetera. So you got things going on, and there's no easy way to say it. And I think, you know, you're seeing a lot of swings, you know.
You know, Mike, it's going to be interesting to see, relative to the political environment now, how the market reacts, you know, in the next 2 years. Because, you know, now we're going to have what, you know, everybody says we're going to have gridlock now in Washington, because, you know, the Democrats control one, the Republicans control the other. And it's not, you know, one party controlling everything. But also, if you go back and look historically on when you have what they call gridlock, and you see what the markets have done and during those periods of time, you may be very interested in what you see in that area as well.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. You know, if, you know, when you hear the word gridlock, you think of bad. You think of traffic. You think of New York City.
Yeah.
Gridlock, right? I think we were all kind of trained to think that way. Gridlock, New York City, traffic, you know. But when it comes to, you know, like you're saying, politics, because, you know, it just has a different effects on the market.
Yeah.
You know, so you may deem that to be a bad word, but not necessarily, that's not what you're alluding to.
Yeah. When, and look, I don't know what's going to happen. But like I said, if you want to be, you know, if you want to kill some time and look something, go and do the research on it and see what it comes up with. I happen to find it. You know, very, very interesting. But, Mike, all that stuff aside, I really think that right now is a very important time. I always think that it's an important time. But right now, I think it's a very important time for people to be paying attention to their investments, to their financial strategies, to their money, and all that stuff. Because we are in a period of high volatility. And people might have gotten of higher volatility. people might have gotten their statements in October. I mean, their October statements in November. And if they opened them, they might have been like, oh, you know, maybe a little taken back because October wasn't a good month.
To say the least.
Right.
You know, October, quite frankly, was a terrible month.
Yeah.
Okay. And, not, you know, not to sugarcoat or anything. It was just a terrible month. And you're bringing up a lot of history today. Not like that hasn't happened before either in October, right? That's one of the usual suspects.
It's
right?
a notoriously rough, it's got a bad, October's got a bad rap in the investment arena.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not the first time October's been a stinker, if you will. So, yeah, no, but it, that's what it is. And, you know, and then conversely, right, you brought up the holidays are coming and it's usually been a favorable time for the market between the Thanksgiving holiday headed to the year end. But I know, what was it, 2 years ago, it was a terrible time. So you never know. Remember the year the market started giving way in December and went right into January?
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah, actually, 3 years ago, whatever.
Yep.
So you know, these are all, how would you say, Doug, historical perspectives of things right. that have taken place and stuff like that. And there's never any guarantees that...
Oh, nobody's got a crystal ball, right?
No, so we're not here to advocate that. But you are heading into a more traditional, better season than, per se, October.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look,
if history,
we'll see what
holds, if history holds up.
Are we going to get the, you know, the termed Santa Claus rally?
Right.
You know, we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens out there. But, Mike... It's times like this when we need to really, I wish that we could sit face-to-face to all of our listeners right now. And because when you're face-to-face with somebody, you really have a better chance of getting your point across about the importance of something. And it really is important right now, in my opinion, and I know it's your opinion too, and in our opinion at Wealth Management Group, that you should be addressing your overall financial situation right now. You should be seeing, you know, where am I? What am I doing? There's been a tax change. Do we need to consult the accountant here and see, or the tax, you know, professional and see if there's something else that we've been doing? And then there's another area that really needs to be paid attention to is that mutual funds will also be paying out capital gains at this time of year. Yeah. And, you know, is that something that you need to pay attention to?
Yeah. And a lot of stuff that you're talking about there, Doug, all has to do with non-qualified accounts.
Non-retirement
money, right? Yep. So if you're talking about possible capital gains and stuff like that, that's, you know, where that would be, you know, going to. The other big thing is, I mean, it seems like we're kind of talking about things. Look at things is, you know, required minimum distributions on the qualified side.
Yep.
Right? I mean, a lot of people haven't done it yet or they still need to do it or, you know, and you always hear once in a while stories of, I forgot to do it.
You know, Mike, I met somebody a couple of weeks ago. Not an existing client, and they were having a conversation with me about taking out their required minimal distributions. And they didn't take it out when they turned 70 and a half. So this year they were turning 71. And I had to break the bad news to them that you got to take two distributions this year. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I said, listen, you probably want to go talk to your tax advisor about this, all right? Because I'm not a, you know, I'm not an accountant, I'm not a tax advisor, but I'm pretty certain you got to take two distributions out this year because you didn't take it when you were 70 and a half. So, you know, you got to get on it. And it was, you know, eye-opening. I don't know how it's going to work out for a guy because, like I said, I was just having a conversation with somebody who I met. And, you know, it, as typically happens when people find out what we do, you know, and you know, find out, you know, about the, you know, we host a radio show and all that stuff, they want to ask us questions, which is cool. We like that. And, you know, so when I told them that, you know, I'm curious to see how that turned out. But, you know, there's a situation where with some proper advice, they might have, you know, avoided it. But then on the other side of the equation, Mike, there could be an argument made for certain people in their circumstance to wait until the following year and take two distributions out.
Correct. Yeah. And that's why you probably have to, you know, consult your tax advisor about that. Right. And
yeah.
and get that opinion to weigh in. You know, Doug, it just seems like we're talking about a lot here. You know, it just feels like for you know, we're hitting on a lot of different things. But, you know, to kind of summarize, right, there's 6 weeks left in the year.
Yep.
There's a lot of work to be done. Well, we get it. We know, you know, the cooking starts on Wednesday. Right. Thursday is the big day.
You
and
bet.
we shopping and roll right through into it. And celebrating, and that's great, and we need to do that. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done. You've hit on a few things today. you know, and it's the time, you know, to do it.
Yeah, it really is, Mike. And, you know, be optimistic and be, you know, look forward to what's going on. I think there's a lot of good stuff going on. I really, really do. You know, I think that I try to shove the white noise behind. And, you know, the world is not all going up in flames. There's plenty of good stuff going on, you know, around here. And I want to encourage people to be optimistic and be, you know, looking forward to finding good things that are happening out there. There's too much negativity out there right now.
Oh, I agree.
Yep. All right. So let's wrap up this segment. Anything you want to add?
I think we're good.
All right, let's wrap this segment up. Let's take a break. We'll be back in just a minute, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hope that you are enjoying the show here. And, Mike, I want to take some time now. And I was having a conversation with a bunch of people, right? We were sitting around. We were on vacation 2 weeks ago. And we were sitting around, and people were having conversations. And somebody brought up, you know, why are some people more successful than other people, right? And I said to them, well, first of all, is you need to understand something when it comes to success, is that success doesn't mean wealth. Success means living a happy life and accomplishing what it is that you want to accomplish, right? We've spoken about this on the radio show for decades.
Yeah. I mean, we've had situations like where we said there's people making a tremendous amount of money and really have no money, and they're really miserable.
Right.
Okay. And then there's people making a lot less money, but they have a great lifestyle and they're completely happy and everything's going really well. So how much you make is not necessarily you know, a guarantee of success.
Right, 100%. So Mike and I sat down, and we started having this conversation, and we said, you know, what do we think the characteristics are of the most successful people that we know and that we have as clients and stuff like that? So we came up with a list here of five characteristics that we think that if you pay attention to this and you kind of follow this, that you may also be able to accomplish success in your life in what it is important to you, okay? We're not saying this is a formula for you to become the richest person in the world. This may be a formula that you may want to follow for you to accomplish success in your eyes, right?
It certainly will get you to think and see where are you at with this list, right? I mean, maybe you have a three of the characteristics. Maybe you have four. Who knows? You know, as we work through it here, which we'll do in a minute, but it'll get you to think about, am I missing an ingredient?
Yeah, yeah. And so let's kick off, Mike, with the number one characteristic that I think, and I do believe that this is the most important characteristic, is that they know what they want to accomplish.
I agree. This is...
People will refer to it as having a goal, having a vision, having an objective. And successful people know what it is that they want to accomplish. They've taken the time to sit down and think it through.
In many facets of life, too, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's like saying tomorrow I'm going to go do a project. I'm going to redo something in my kitchen. Well, I kind of got to know what I'm trying to accomplish here, mm-hmm. right? And for it to feel like a success or to be a success, it's job done, mission done. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes people fail to have that, and it becomes an open-ended item.
Right. And when it comes, you know, related to your money and to your finances, and let me just make an example of retirement here. This is why one of the things that we go through with our clients is, what do you want to do in your retirement time? I know there's a lot of, you know, financial people out there that just say, let me, you know, manage your money for you, and, you know, we'll do this, we'll do that, and I think that the money, and we think that the money management part is just an add-on to accomplishing what it is that you want to do. And that's why we invest so much time with our people and our clients, and we say, okay, what is it that you want to do in your retirement time that's going to make you feel like a success? Do you want to travel? Do you want to spend time with your grandchildren? Do you want to be philanthropic? Do you want to give money away? Do you want to volunteer? You know, what is it that you want to do? And I think that is, and we know that characteristic is probably the number one thing that we see in the people that we would determine to being most successful in their life.
Sure. Yeah, in this case, successful in their retirement, right? Because that's really the key is, you know, when you do go to retire, do you feel like you're being restricted or you're being limited? Like, oh, we can't go on that cruise, or we can't do this today, or we can't give this gift, right? So to kind of get all those things straightened out in your mind before you go will determine, then you're going to feel like if you're doing them in retirement, wow, retirement's really been successful. Right. You know, like I'm not working, we're traveling, we're giving nice gifts to the grandchildren, what have you, whatever you're looking to do.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, you know, you had a client the other day who gave significant gifts to their children, yeah. You know, recently, probably feels like a huge success, is really enjoying, you know, himself because an objective for him.
Sure. And, you know, and again, it was important and so it was accomplished.
Yeah. So I think that the number one characteristic of the most successful people that we see is knowing what they want to do. Right. And there's a lot of people who come in our office and we say, okay, what are you looking to accomplish? You're like, yeah, I don't really know. Yeah. You tell me. And I'm like, no, but we'll help you. We'll work through it together with you to figure it all out for you. But my goal is not your goal.
That's just a great point, Doug, if I may add a few words to that, is a lot of times people will come and see us and they may not know what they want to do, but they feel like something's not right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think working through our process helps identify some of these things that you're talking about.
Yeah, it certainly does, you know? So the second characteristic, Mike, of these people is that they take action, okay? These are people who, you know, when there's a decision to be made, they will take the action necessary. Or they'll take the action, in this instance, to do what's necessary to accomplish their goal, right? And for a lot of people, that may be taking the first step and picking up the telephone and calling us and saying, you know, this is the action that I'm going to take. I'm going to pick the phone up. I'm going to give those guys a call, and I'm going to schedule a time to get together with them and, you know, start working towards this, because maybe I don't know how to do number one to craft my vision, but if I pick up the phone and I take the action to call these guys, they'll help me do number one, create the vision or the goal or the objective.
Yeah, and the key here is they take action, but you like to think, Doug, once they work through number one and the vision's clear, that motivates them.
Yes.
Okay, so you see what I'm saying? Once you can kind of figure out what one is, two becomes easier because you're motivated. I want to get this done. I want to retire. I want to do these things in retirement. I need to take action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, you know, it really is, you know, that important. So, you know, the first step is to have a vision or know what you want to accomplish. First characteristic, I guess I should say, is, you know, knowing what it is that you're wanting to accomplish. Second thing is taking action, you know, starting the ball in the direction, doing what you need to do to do that. And then the third characteristic, Mike, is that they seek guidance from skilled professionals to accomplish what they want to do. They're smart enough to know that they're not smart enough to know.
Know your limitations, right? I mean, it's again in many facets of life, but very important here when it comes to your financial world and understanding. You know, you got one, you got two now, and like you said, Doug, I don't know how to do it. I need to take action, so you have to seek guidance of professionals that could put you on the right track.
Right, and what's in this characteristic, seeking the guidance often requires the assistance of different types of professionals, if you will. Now, one of the good news is that, you know, people will look for somebody who can help them in this area. So, like, have a team, approach like we have, you know, at Wealth Management Group through our affiliation with our broker deal. We've got a team of professionals that we bring right to the table for people, so they get the multi-genre professional to help guide them in the right direction. So they, when they come in, they get the guidance. Part of it, seeking guidance, kind of us as a quarterback to help them with that.
Correct. And that's really important, right, Doug? Is you know, it's the team. It's not just, you know, one person. There's multi people. And a lot of times, too, Doug, for years we talked about the team, creating a team. And we always said the financial advisor, the accountant, and the skilled attorney,
mm-hmm.
right? The, you know, for your financial world. And that there was always a spot for all three on the team.
Sure.
So we're not talking about one person. And like Doug said, we're talking about being able to get multi people to help you gain your success, if you will.
Yeah. And if you look at, you know, just taking ourselves, for example, if you look at our firm, like what team do we bring? We bring the investment, you know, guidance, our investment resource group, insurance, you know, we have avenues to consult with people about taxation. So, you know, you get, you know, from the guidance of us, you get a team approach related to the financial situation right out of the gate. So, you know, when the characteristics are, when you know what you want, right, and then you take some action to work towards that, and then you seek the guidance to have a team put together, right? These are three characteristics. Then the fourth characteristic, Mike, that I think and you think, we think at that we see, is that they have the ability to make a decision on a path to accomplish what it is that they want to accomplish. That's critical. There's a whole bunch of people out there who'll have the first three characteristics, but they won't be able to pull the plug and pull the trigger and make a decision.
Yeah. You know, Doug, absolutely right. And they, you know, that's where that ugly procrastination word comes into play, you know, and they kind of like, I know I should, I need to do this, but I got, you know, the holidays are coming up. This is coming up. When I get my taxes done, when I do, you know, we all know all the excuses. We've talked about them for years, and it's easy, you know, I don't want to say it's easy, but gaining the first three steps is certainly attainable, but four can derail one
right.
through three.
Now, remember, these are not necessarily steps, Mike. These are characteristics
right.
that we see of the, you know, most successful people out there. And,
right.
and, you know, we're telling you what we see and what we observe. This is our opinion, right? This isn't some scientific proven thing, but it's our opinion from decades of working with people and helping them with their money. These are the characteristics that we think we can identify in the people who are most successful. And again, just to reiterate to you, successful, when we say successful, we're not telling you it's our richest clients. We're telling you it's our happiest clients, our people who are enjoying their lives the most, that are really, you know, accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish.
Yeah, and you know, talking about these characteristics, there's, and we said, hey, listen closely, folks, because there's probably right now people saying, I'm lacking two, I'm lacking four, I'm lacking three, you know?
Right.
And so it doesn't mean that you don't have them or you have them all. It's these are characteristics that we see in these types of people.
And what we're trying to do here and what we try to do is we're trying to let you know that you have an avenue in Mike and myself to somebody who can help you if you're missing some of these characteristics here. We can teach them to you and bring them to you and get you going in the you know, in the right direction. And then Mike, the fifth characteristic is that they stick to the plan. Okay? They have confidence in it. They give strategies the time necessary to take hold. And it doesn't mean that a plan doesn't get tweaked or revised. You know, sometimes there's changes in the economy. Sometimes there's tax law changes, things of that nature that would require a tweak. But it doesn't change the vision, right? The vision is still whatever it is. If it's retire comfortably, you know, that's still the vision. If it's educate my children, that's still the vision. If it's, you know, leave a large inheritance behind, that's still the vision. If it's pass the company down to the next generation, that's still the vision. But, you know, the plan may need some tweaking, but that's the characteristic, the fifth characteristic that we've identified in seeing this.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, when you look at all five, we could certainly all relate to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can all think of something in our financial world and say, you know, here they are, or here's where they actually were in effect and did really well for me, or where we lacked a little bit.
Right. You know, so these characteristics, you know, that we said, number one, being able to have a vision or a goal or a desire, you know, something or a want, if you will, whatever you call it, whatever you want to call it, but you want to accomplish something. And then, you know, the second thing is you do what's necessary to start the ball rolling in that direction. The third characteristic is that these people seek professional and skilled advice to, you know, to get them going in the right direction. The fourth characteristic is they make a decision, say, okay, this makes sense to me, I'm going to do it. And then the fifth characteristic is they stick to the plan.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, well said. And folks, you know, again, you know, we talk about the show week in, week out, get you to think, try to, you know, get you to motivate. But here's five things that you could certainly think about and say, how does that apply to me?
And Mike, isn't it kind of funny or kind of cool, whatever you want to call it, how a topic on this show can get spurred off of a conversation that you had or I had with people that we were out with in, you know, a social situation, just having a conversation, and it makes you think.
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
You know, and then when I look at the people that I was having the conversation with, there were some very successful business owners in there and very successful corporate executives and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it was really a lot of fun, you know, to have that conversation. And I'm glad that, you know, we decided on these characteristics and we sat and we talked about it because, you know, it's also a little bit different than, you know, some of the other things that we may talk about on the show here. But, you know, it's all underlying stuff that we want to try to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate in your financial life, right?
Yeah, and get you on the right track.
Yep. All right, let's wind this segment up. Let's take a break, and we will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're spending some time here listening to the show, and we hope we're bringing you some good value. We want to educate you. We want to motivate you so you don't procrastinate with your financial life and, you know, get you going in the right direction. Mike and I are the co-founders of Wealth Management Group. We are a financial services organization. It's geared towards helping clients become a financial success, whatever that is to you on your terms, and we've been at this quite a while, so, you know, we're glad that you are investing some of your time, and you know, that's what we do when we're not on the airs, you know, with you, is we help people with their situation. So this is the time of the show, Mike, where we go, what have you been up to lately? Letting people know what we, you know, some of the examples of other things that we might talk to people about. So I know you said you had something you wanted to kick off with, so take it away, buddy.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, and as we say, you and I, when we're doing work, it always seems like, you know, one case and next thing you know, you got three or four of them going at one time, all with the same thing. And in my situation, it has to do with gifting.
Okay.
Okay? And I've had a three various clients that all were interested in gifting, okay, to children, mm-hmm. Okay? One was children. The other one was wanting a gift to grandchildren, okay, just to give you an example. And what they were looking, not just so much of, hey, you know, how much can I give? Okay, they kind of had a predetermined number in their head,
right,
in these couple of cases. But it was what's going to happen with the money and the productivity of the money, whether it went to the children or whether it goes to the grandchildren.
In other words, they're worried about it being maybe not managed properly or
yes.
misappropriated or squandered.
Right, okay. Right. And wanted it to use maybe for specific uses that are not per se on the table right now, but I know they can use it down the road.
Yep.
You know, that type of talk. And you know, always fun to do. Always, because it's very like good hearted. You know what I'm saying? When somebody's saying, hey, you know, I got this, I want to give it, or I just did this and I want to give the money to grandchildren, children, what have you. So they're always fun cases to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're not very stressful. I mean they're giving, you know, giving away money, showing love. But the point is that a lot of times with these gifts, they just want to make sure it's put to the proper use.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's really important. And one of the things with that is that, you know, it really, in my opinion, will entail you having a conversation with the person who you're giving it to. Right. You know, if you're giving it to, well, I mean, let's face it. Once you give somebody a gift, it's a gift. Right. I mean, it's given away. It's not yeah. a gift if you retain control over it. So it really, you know, requires having, you know, maybe an adult conversation with somebody and say, listen, you know, I'm gonna give you guys this money. It's something I really, really want to do. But it's important to me that you consider using it for this, this, or this. And, you know, It's very, it's critical.
Yeah, and on the grandchildren's side, right, when you're gifting to various grandchildren, and generally the gifting, you know, usually is for education or something very productive.
Yeah.
But what you have is you have varying ages. So the child that's maybe 15 or 16 versus the grandchild that's 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Right? That gift has to be utilized in a different mode.
Mm-hmm. If it's for education.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. 100%, you know. So it's – but like you said, it's always fun when we can sit with people and talk to them about gifting because they feel really good when they're doing it. And we like to see people feel good. So it makes us feel good too, right?
Sure.
You know, it really, really is you know, very important. You know, Mike, one of the things that we did recently too was had a meeting with a new somebody who recently came on board who wanted some help and some guidance related to their management of their portfolio because they felt as though that the existing advisor spoke above their head, talked to them in terms that they didn't understand. So you know, while they maybe the performance wasn't bad, the understanding was not there, and therefore creating, you know, a lot of discomfort for the person out there. And one of the things that you and I really try hard to do is really explain things to people so they understand it. You know, we don't think that it's really intelligent or we don't think that it's really productive to start using big words or terminology to people that they're not going to understand, because at the end of the day, what good does it do?
Correct. And, you know, Doug, when you speak to people in terms that they can understand, it gets them on a better road. You know, a lot of times they'll start out by saying, I don't understand anything about this.
Right.
And by time, you know, we're done with them and breaking it down and breaking it into simple terms and speaking to them and doing all that, they get it.
Right.
So they shift gears here, if you will. You mm-hmm. know, they went from feeling, you know, I don't understand anything, a little bit of hopeless, and to by the time we're done, I'm feeling like, oh, I get that. Okay. You know, like, I could see it. I could see the vision. We're on the right road, or we're doing this. Okay, I got it. Okay. So that's cool. You know, to me, that's our secret sauce.
Yeah, it really, really is. You know, so I'll give you an example. You know, this gentleman that I was speaking to is that, you know, I know that he liked football. So I really broke down, you know, the conversation and the description of the, you know, portfolio in terms of defense and offense and quarterback and coordinator, you know, and all that stuff. And you got it. So, you know, you really need to, and that comes from getting to know your client, I believe, right? By investing the time and speaking to them and understanding them and listening to them and how do they talk and, you know, what's important to them. And then coming back to the office and saying, okay, I know I can help this person, but how am I going to explain this to them so that they understand it? And there's plenty of time. I know you want to speak, but just give me one second. Yeah. There's plenty of time that Mike and I sit in the office and I say, hey, Mike, you know what? I was speaking to this, you know, lady or this gentleman, and this is how do you think I should go about explaining the situation to them so that they'll understand? And we'll ping pong ideas off of each other so that we can take this complex thing, explain it to you in terminology that you understand so that you can then move forwards.
Doug, you know, we all come from different walks of life.
Absolutely.
Okay. And somebody may be a person of science. Mm-hmm. Somebody may be very analytical and very driven into seeing every number, and the numbers have to, you know, weigh out for that person. You know, so we come from different backgrounds, and so you need different approaches to kind of have a meeting of the minds
right.
with that person to get them, you know, kind of speak their language, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and get them on board and get them to understand and feel good and have, and again, to me, it's all about understanding and having that vision, feeling good that, okay, I get this, let's move forward.
Right, absolutely. You know, it reminds me back, it goes back to, I remember one time that I had a client in and was on the easel and you came in the room afterwards and I drew this horrible house and I had a swimming pool there and I had a guy diving in the swimming pool and you're like, what the heck were you explaining there? And I, you know, today I don't exactly remember what I was explaining to the person at the time, but I know that the person grasped what I was talking about. You know, so that's really, really important.
Yeah, and you're right, Doug. Sometimes, you know, writing things or drawing things or whatever certainly helps. It gives a visual, and it's another way of learning. And so, yeah, I mean, that's that.
Yeah, And then so and then recently, Mike, I had a client come in too, and you know what we did for this client? They wanted a they had several different life insurance policies, so they wanted an analysis done, you know, of all the different policies. So I was able to do, you know, work on an analysis with them, and you know, so they could get a better understanding of what they had, and you know, if they wanted to do, to, you know, to do something different or keep it the same. But they just wanted an analysis done, and you know, we were able to do that for them, and it was, you know, quite beneficial for them.
Yeah, because again, you know, what do I own and why do I own it?
Yep.
Very simple.
Yep.
You know, I have these. What are they? What do they own? How, you know. And it helps explain.
Yeah, absolutely. Do. What else did you have going on?
Oh boy. Also, Doug. You know, some estate planning.
Yeah.
In lieu of the gifting. Okay, I've been working on some estate planning. So, I don't know if it's just the time of the year, getting towards the end of the year, and you know, people with the gifting and the estate planning. But really, a lot of that's been going on of as late. And I'm trying to think of what else, Doug. The estate planning. God, I'm sorry.
Well, let me hop in, you know, to the estate planning is that, you know, recently I've started conversations up and trying to work with, you know, some people who own quite a few fast food restaurants, you know, and that's what they do for a living. And, you know, their concern is that, and we've spoken about this on the radio, is that one child in the business working hard to develop the whole business, the other child not in the business, you know, and their struggle is being fair and equal with their estate planning, because in their eyes, you know, they love both children equally. They want them to both, you know, share in the wealth when they're not here anymore, but they want to be fair. And is it really fair to the one child who's, you know, working his butt off in the business that when the parents aren't here anymore to give half of that business to the other child? And they really wanted to work out on some, you know, some inheritance planning equalization, if you will. So that's been a lot. I really enjoy that stuff. That's fun to work on.
Yeah. You know, and again, Doug, it's always, you know, the estate planning can go, or, you know, sometimes it's everything from, hey, I don't have a will and I never did anything to,
right,
to being, you know, a little more or a lot more complex, and, you know, and everywhere in between. And that's what makes it interesting is, you know, although we always say everybody needs to plan their estate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But again, it's very unique to every person, you
right,
know, and things are different.
And, you know, Mike, one other thing is that, you know, this and is I hate the term estate planning,
right,
because I think people discount themselves. I like to refer to it as inheritance planning.
Yeah.
Okay. What, you know, what's going to happen to your stuff when you're not here anymore? You know, plain and simple, because everybody owns stuff. Right. Some people, you know, some people may have a, you know, $1 million portfolio and think, God, I don't really don't have an estate, you know, and there's no taxes due. OK, yeah, fine. But, you know, let's work on the inheritance, you know, strategy to plan. What do you want to happen? You know, it really needs to be paid attention to. So that's kind of what we've been up to lately. Anything else you want to add in this segment, Mike?
No, I think that's about it.
Right. So let's hop to a break. And when we come back, we'll, you know, we'll talk about some different stuff. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hope you're enjoying the show here, where our goal is to educate and motivate so you do not procrastinate with your money. And, Mike, you know, it's we didn't talk about this earlier in the show. I want to talk about it now, is that we're kicking off another anniversary here on Your Financial Future, my man.
Another year has gone by.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Sure is.
We're 23 years in now.
Yeah.
It's a long, long time for this show to be on the air, right?
Sure.
I don't know if anybody else been on the air this long.
I don't know.
Friends didn't make it this long.
MASH didn't make it that long either.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think.
Simpsons did.
Did it?
Simpsons still running, buddy. Aren't they?
Never watched it.
Stop!
I never watched The Simpsons.
You have never watched The Simpsons in your life?
I know. I see the commercials. Commercials were always on when I watched football.
Right.
The Simpsons Tonight at 7.
Right.
But I've never really sat down and watched The Simpsons.
That's unbelievable. The Simpsons have been on since we were in high school. And you've never seen an episode.
My streak is alive.
God, it's unbelievable. That's something, buddy. I'll give you credit for that one. In any event, so here we are. You know, we're into a, you know, going into our 24th year now, Michael, of Your Financial Future. And isn't it exciting? I mean, it really, really is. And when you think about it, the amount of stuff that we've experienced and seen during the course of broadcasting this program has been unbelievable.
In a lot of ways.
Yes. Right?
I mean, there's the whole, you know, I guess we'll call it macro end of it, like stock markets, booms, crashes,
you bet,
recessions, you know, political, everything like that, to the micro, which I'll call our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the great friendships, the great relationships.
Yep.
The successes, the sadness of people passing away
you
through
bet.
The years.
You bet.
Yep. I was thinking the other day of like certain people that had passed through the years, like,
yeah,
you know, and they've been gone now for a long time. But I remember when he or she was a client. And so we've really gone through a lot and seen a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, like we were talking about this week, too. Now, you know, a lot of our clients are starting to have, you know, health challenges because they're, yeah, you know, getting older in life and stuff like that. So we really have seen, you know, a ton of stuff here. And I wouldn't trade it for anything.
No. It's made it very interesting, intriguing, a lot of fun.
Right.
You know, way more good than any bad that ever came of it.
No doubt about it. No, you know, absolutely, you know, 100%. And, you know, so, Mike, what I want to do here is that in the spirit of our anniversary, and I know we do this, is that I want to offer out a complimentary consultation to people here with no obligation whatsoever. But I want to detail to them, we're going to beef it up here a little bit for what you're going to get, you know, if you take advantage of it now, you know, this year and in this time frame, is that first thing is that, you know, we'll sit down with you, and when we sit down with you, we're going to go through your objective. What is it that you're looking to accomplish? We're gonna help you with that, you know, and sit down and say, okay, you're looking to accomplish this, and you know, let's walk them through it to see if we can get them going. We'll help you set your goal a little bit, and then we'll provide you with a document that is going to actually, you know, be a document. It's going to say this is the objective, right? And then the next thing that you're going to get, Mike, is you're going to get, we're going to go through your cash flow with you. You're going to get a document from us that's going to show your cash flow, where your money comes in, where your money goes out. You know, what do you do with it every month? You're going to get this actual document in your hand so you can see it, right? Because we think that that's really important, being able to see stuff. So you'll get your goal, you know, setting, you'll get your cash flow. And then the next thing, Mike, that we're going to go through with you is your asset inventory. We'll talk about the stuff that you own and that you have, and then we'll produce a document for you that's going to line it all up for you. So you're going to see it, a net worth, a balance sheet, if you will. This is what I have right in front of you. Mike, Have you ever sat down with somebody that already had a net worth statement done?
No, not that I recall.
Yeah, and not that I recall either. But after we sit down and we produce this document for them, now they're going to have this actual document in their hand, right? And this is all, this is complimentary, no cost, no obligation to you. It's a way for us to give back to our dedicated listeners for so many years, right, that have been listening to the show here. Then, Mike, the next thing that they're going to get from us is they're going to get financially organized, right? We're going to give you our financial organization system, our filing system that you're going to have. So you're going to lay out your goal. You're going to see your cash flow. You're going to have your asset inventory in front of you. And we're going to give you our system to get you financially organized.
Yeah. So that's, you know, Doug, quite a bit. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not done.
There's more.
But yeah, there's more, right? Because I laid all this out. I know that I know with, you know, we spoke about this, and this is what we really, you know, want to do. Then the next thing you're going to get from us is we're going to give you a review of your current assets and let you know how those are lined up or performing or going to do for you based on that goal that we spoke about at the beginning. And you're going to get an actual document that says that. So you're going to have your goal, right? That's going to be set up for you. You're going to see your cash flow. You're going to see your asset inventory. We're going to give you the system to get financially organized. We're going to go through the productivity of your assets and review that with you. And then we're going to give you specific customized financial strategies for you to use to help you accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. We're going to wrap this all up, put it in one report, and give it to you. No cost, no obligation is our way of thanking, you know, folks out there for listening to Your Financial Future for 24 years.
Sounds
well,
good.
23. We're going into our 24th.
Going to start our 24th, yep. Sounds good, Doug. You know, and again, it's our thank you.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, for all the years and this is a nice thing to take advantage of.
Well, and how you have to do it is you pick the phone up, you give a buzz, you can call now, you can call anytime you want, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give a buzz, say, hey guys, I want to take advantage of the anniversary opportunity that you're giving out to everybody there, and you know, we'll call you and we'll schedule a time to get together with you, either in the comfort of your home or in one of our offices or meeting facilities. We'll make it easy.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And again, the way we started the show, I think it's a great time of year to do so.
I think it's a very, for a host of reasons. First of all, Michael, we'll review where you're going with the year. Is there anything you should do for the end of the year? But more importantly, or equally as important, is we'll kick off next year on the right foot.
Yeah, hit the ground running.
You know? So again, folks, the number is 855-262-3722. We hope that you call and you take advantage of that. We'd love to help you out and get you going in the right direction. Have a great we will not be on again before Thanksgiving. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your family, your friends, whatever it is that you're doing. Eat too much. Have too much fun. You deserve it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You really, really do, yeah. Right? So have a great time. We'll be back next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. 866-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.